in every place, both their own and ours. Even though this letter is addressed solely to the Corinthians, he mentions every believer across the globe, suggesting that despite geographical differences, the church throughout the world should be unified, and especially so in Corinth. The physical separation doesn't matter because the same Lord unites them all, being shared among all. Hence, he brings them together by adding both their own and ours. This statement holds more power to unify than the physical separation holds to divide. Just as people in one location, serving numerous and conflicting masters, become divided despite their shared space, as these masters give conflicting orders and each pulling in his own direction according to what Christ says, Matt 24, you cannot serve God and mammon, so too those spread across different locations, if they share a single Lord and not many, aren't affected in terms of unity by their geographical differences. The one Lord unifies them. What he is saying then is not just that as Corinthians you should only be of one mind with other Corinthians, but with everyone else in the whole world, since you all have a shared master. This is also why he repeated our, because after he had said the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, to avoid seeming to make a distinction to those not paying close attention, he follows up again with both our Lord and theirs.